we thank you. Thank you that you want us to be without spot or blemish, which means to be holy, not by our own works, but by your grace. And that we are to be at peace, knowing that everything is under control. That you, O Lord, are faithful, that you keep your promises, and that nothing can separate us from you. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would impress upon us your peace that St. Paul said passes all human understanding. Lord, we pray that your peace would so infiltrate every part of our life that we would be known as people of peace. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At peace. Whenever I hear the word at, I think of a place. And yet the Lord tells us here that we are to be at peace. And when you hear the word at peace in this context, it goes deeper than just a place. It even goes deeper than a state of being. It goes deeper than the world can fully understand, as St. Paul likes to tell us in Philippians. My question for you today is, as we go through, last week we had the new year of the church, we talked about hope. The fact that the Lord has a plan for us, that he left us here not by accident, but he has a plan for us. The question I have for you is, what are the things in your life that zap your peace? That take away your peace, that keep you from being peaceful? What might they be? Work? Deadline? Okay. What? Other people's expectations? Okay. What? Getting a job? Okay.
I'm not going to repeat that.
pardon me? Finances, okay. Sin. Very good. There are things in the world that take away our peace, that keep us from being at peace. We recognize that Satan wants us to be in that place, in that state of mind where we lack peace. That's why St. Paul said, as he wrote to the people in Philippi, he said, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds forever in Christ Jesus. But what he says, when you make your requests, you're to petition the Lord, and you're to confess and to recognize what things are causing you not to have peace. And I think that sometimes we forget that the Lord desperately wants to do what he promised, and we don't like the preparation part of this, right? We don't like the confessing our sins and all these things. And yet, for us to really receive the peace the Lord has for us, he asks us to prepare ourselves. Like John the Baptist came, as Isaiah 40 says, as a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. As the valley is brought up and the mountains brought low, he wants us to prepare ourselves to receive the peace that he has for us. And we as Lutherans believe in law and gospel, and without the law, you can't really appreciate the gospel, and yet sometimes we want to jump that phase, right? And talk about, you know, we just want to talk about the gospel, the good news, and just talk about all the wonderful things that God gives us. But you know, in order to truly have the peace that he wants for us, the peace that transcends all understanding, the world will never understand, we have got to call out those things in our life that cause us to lack peace. Got to call them out. Worry, anxiety, insecurity, fear, lack of physical health, expectations, interpersonal relationships that aren't going like they're supposed to. Sometimes you can't do anything about it. Sometimes you know, you're in a relationship with someone and they just decide something, and no matter what you do, you can't change it. Just think about things in our lives that affect us in ways, and all I'm asking is, are you prepared to call them out? Because if you're prepared to call them out, I have good news for you. The Lord desperately wants those things to be called out. It's like the law. The law helps us to recognize our sins so that we can confess our sins so that immediately he can forgive us our sins, right? There's three uses of the law, remember? What are the three uses of the law? The mirror, that's what we just talked about, you know, to show us our sin. What's the other one? There's two more. The curb. Curbs are society, helps us to understand what we need, what society needs in order to run properly, right? And what's the third one? Ruler. Yes. The ruler that shows us how we should live. So what St. Peter is saying here, what St. Peter is saying is, he's telling us that we should be ready, that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, but he is patient with us, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to salvation. And he says some interesting things. He says here, he says, but do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. I always love this particular verse because some people use it the wrong way, because at the beginning of this section, he talks about how the Lord created all things with simply his word. So the Lord is not slow in to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Isn't that amazing? That's why we're still here. We got a job to do. We got a job to do. That's to let people know that the Lord is keeping us here as his church so that people may repent. Isn't that awesome? That's amazing, because if I were God, I'd say enough already. You know? Enough already. It's time. How many times do people need to be warned? And he goes on. And this is what I want to really... But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Everything will come to light. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? Now, why does he say that? What's the purpose of him saying that? What have people put faith in? Things around them. How many of us can honestly say, when dealing with insecurity, we could say, well, if we just had more money, things would be great? How many of us, with dealing with insecurity, say, if we just had a better job, things would be awesome? How many of us, in dealing with broken relationships, say, if we just had another wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, things would be great? You never heard this? How many of us, with dealing with government, think, if we just had another government, things would be awesome? Right? Yeah. We always think that way because that's the way of the world. We put our sense of peace in the things of this world, don't we? And so St. Peter makes it very clear that if you're getting your sense of security and peace out of the things of this world, what's going to happen with them? They're going to go away. They're going to be burned up. And everything's going to be exposed. If you're putting your faith in works, sorry, you're putting your faith in your own holiness and goodness, sorry, you're putting your faith in the stuff that you have. Isn't that our Western society's thing? We put faith in stuff. I don't know if you've noticed this. Yeah, we put faith in stuff. Sorry. If you put faith in any of those things, what does St. Peter tell us? He tells us they are going to be dissolved, burned up, melted away. Everything that we think we can put our security in, what we think we can find our tranquility in, what we think we can find our peace in, where we can be at peace, all those things are going to be dissolved. All those things will be gone. He makes it very clear. So what do we have left? What he's doing is calling out those things that we put security in, that we try to find our peace in. And he's saying, we got to let go of those things, place them before the cross and the empty tomb, and say, Lord, the only peace that really matters in my life is not the peace that I get, which is fleeting, the peace that I get when I get into a new relationship and feel like it's going to be awesome, or when I get into a new job and think this is the answer, or when I get I get a bunch of money, inherit a bunch of money, and that's going to solve all my problems. I'm sorry to tell you, that doesn't work. Because the problem is still there until we give it to the Lord. Till we let go of it, till we say, Lord, I've tried to find my sense of worth, my sense of security, my sense of well-being, my sense of peace in this particular place, and it is not doing it for me. Till we get to that place, to be honest with you, we're never going to experience that peace that the Lord offers us, are we? And I just want to tell you, I mean, this is a heart-to-heart here because I have to be honest with you. I find it difficult to let go of those things that I find peace in, right? Or I think I have peace in. I find out very quickly when I rely on them that that's not the real peace, right? Because it's fleeting. But the Lord wants us to let go of all these things. That's why St. Peter says all these things are going to melt away. All these things are going to be dissolved. All these things are going to disappear. And everything's going to be exposed. Because true godliness and holiness is trusting in Jesus Christ for it all. It's taking everything that causes us, that zaps our peace. I don't know if you understand. What I mean by that is that we think we're doing it. We think we got it figured out. We think we got this peace thing, you know. Peace, man. No? You never heard that? Anyways, you know, just doesn't sound like me. But anyways, you know, we think we got it. We think we got it figured out. We think we're finally reaching this place at peace. And when we get there, we find out that's not the answer. Because the only peace that truly is going to withstand anything is the peace that Jesus gives. Comfort, comfort, ye my people, declares your God. Isaiah 40, Tom read it for us. That's the peace the Lord gives to us when he forgives us our sins and gives us double portion of his grace. Double portion of his righteousness. He swaps the things that we think are going to provide us peace with his peace. Brothers and sisters, I want to just beg you as we start this new year to call out those things which we somehow, and I don't know, it just seems like maybe you're better than me, but it seems like they creep in so subtly. That gives us this sense of security. We get healed of something and we feel like, okay, now I got this. Or we get a little bit of a cushion there. You know, I've been teaching financial peace, and so you get your financial peace. We always talk about having your fund so that if anything happens, you have like this security fund, right? Because when you teach financial peace, Dave Ramsey says tells us men that for our wives and for other people, they have this extra gland called a security gland. And it and they want security, that's what he says. And so, you know, you get this fund buildup, your emergency fund, and you got all this stuff and you feel secure. And then you find out that that's not real security. It's good. It's awesome. I hope everybody has one. But that's not real security. The real security comes. And the word, I just want to close by saying this. How many of you know an Irene? Anybody know an Irene? You know anybody with the name Irene? Do they know what their name means? What does it mean? Peace. Irene. Yes, that's the word for peace. That's the word here. At peace. Irene. And every time I had a lady in my congregation in Cranbrook named Irene. And I love Irene, although Irene wasn't necessarily peace, was she? No. Everywhere she went, she was very anxious. But anyways, it was fun. Irene was nice. But, you know, Irene is the word for peace. And peace is a wonderful thing. And yet, when you look at the definition for peace, as you take apart that word, it's actually a noun, which I think is kind of funny. Because we think of peace more as a verb, don't we? We're going to think of peace at least I do. But it's a noun, and it's funny because it's a place, a thing. And so the Lord is inviting us to a place at peace with him. A place at peace. And so I pray that God would bless you with that peace. Because when you take the definition of peace, and there's many people who have looked at it, you find out that it is a state of mind. It is a place. And for Christians, it is being in a place where you occupy the same space as the Savior. That makes sense? It's a place where you and the Lord are together. You join Him in His peace. It's not just your peace, it's His peace. And you walk with Him. I think that's a beautiful picture. And my prayer is that you would call out those things that cause you a lack of peace. And there are many. I had a list, and but I think you pretty much, everybody kind of hit on them. And that you call them out and you say, Lord, take these things and swap your peace so that I can really know peace. That I can be at peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Because we make our requests known to God. We confess those things that we have put our security in. We lay them at His cross in the empty tomb, and He says to us, your sins are forgiven. I have taken the mountains and laid them low. I have brought the valleys so that the path is straight. And I invite you to join me in peace. May we be at peace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Irene, for peace. And Lord, we recognize that it is a place where we are in your presence, where we are walking with you, where that's the valleys have been brought low, the valleys have been brought up and the mountains laid low, and we are on a straight path with you, that we trust in you for everything, that we have a peace the world can understand, because we know that anything we put our security in, anything that we think is going to provide for us a peace here is not really peace. It's temporary, it's fleeting. But you offer us the peace that the world will never understand, a peace that transcends understanding, a peace that is being in your presence and walking with you, being that the holy and godly people that St. Peter calls us to be, people waiting for you to return and trusting that you have control over everything. Lord Jesus, help us to swap those things that we put our security in for your security, for your hope, for your peace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.